Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, we'll begin Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, the two dots. Doris Rav Simloi, Lo'oi Lam Yasar, Adam Shoch Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Va'achar Kach Yisbal. Before a person makes his request, his bakashas from the Rabbanu Shalom, he should first praise Hashem, and then make the request. Min Nolan, where we see this, Min Moshe, we see this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Tavsi, Ve'eschana, L'Hashem Be'yisohi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Dam, the Rabbanu Shalom. He said, Hashem Elokim, Atachi Loisa, Lahar Zesavdecha, Eskadlcha, Vesyadacha Pazoka, Shemi, Kel Beshamayim, Varsa, Shem Yasacha Masach, Varasecha. The first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did was to praise Hashem. And after that, and only after, it says, Uksi Basrei, Evra Noveres, Harsa Taida. Only after that, he made the request to come into Eretz Yisrael. First praise Hashem, and then make your request. Omer Vilaza, Gedoyla, Tvila, Yeser, Masum Taib. Tefillah is greater than in the Ma'asim Tovim, the good deeds. Shein lecha goel in Ma'asim Tovim Yezer Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no one greater in deeds than Moshe Rabbeinu. He was mezakeh against Klal Yisrael for eternity. Af al pi kein lo inena ela betfil. But his answer was betavening betfilah shenemar al toisev davra elai alei roish hapiska. Don't stop davening. Don't talk to me further than this. Alei Rosh HaPiska, and go and look into Eretz Yisrael and view Eretz Yisrael. So it's a tefillah that enabled him to do that. Fasting is greater than tzedakah. Why? My time as a begufa zebem mina. Because giving money is one thing, but his physical body, his physical suffering is even greater. So Tanya's fasting is greater than tzedakah. The Amr will also gedoy lo tefillah yosef mina karbonos. Davening tefillah is greater than karbonos. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, it says lama li shenemar lama li roziv chaychem oksi barisam kapechem. It says, why do I need your karbonos? And when you daven, I will hide from you. So the fact that it says First, I don't want your karbonos. And then it says that I don't even want your tefillah. It shows that the tefillah is even greater than karbonos. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol kohen shehargas hanefesh lo yisak hof. A kohen that killed somebody should not do the birchas kahanim. Shenemar yedeichem damim maleo. Your hands are full of blood. And it says, I turn my eyes, the rest of the continuation of the pasuk is, I turn my eyes away from you. From the time after the Churban, the Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah were locked. Shenemar gam ki ezak v'eshaveya saw some tefillos. Says, I would cry and plead to Hashem, my Tefillah was closed. It was closed up, my Tefillah. But avopi shesharei tefillah ninalu, even though the gates of tefillah were locked or closed, however, sharei dimalei na, but the sharei, the gates of tears, if it comes, the tefillah through tears, through beseeching Hashem, b'chol lev, b'chol nefesh, then the tefillahs are answered. Because how do we know that? Shenemar shimon tefillos Hashem shavos hazin el dimosi al techrash, to my tears, don't be silent. Don't be silent with my tears. Tears are answered. Rava lo gozer tanis b'yom ha'div. Rava was not gozer a tanis on a cloudy day. Mishum shenemar savoisa v'anan lach ma'avra tzvila. You close yourself in, you close yourself with clouds, and the tzvila can't pass. That's a simen that the clouds are like a barrier for the tzvila. So I gozer a tanis on a day where there's no clouds, so that the tzvilas and the tanis can be accepted in Shemayim. After the Churban, there was like a wall, an awal of iron between Klal Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam. And make yourself like a wall, an iron wall between you and the city. There's a separation. After the Churban, there's a separation between Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael.
A person davens and he lengthens the tefillah, he davens and he keeps davening, then he will be answered.
He won't come back, he won't be empty-handed, come back empty-handed. And no one, how do we know that? Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Nimra, Vaz Palo Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I come to Hashem, Uksib Basrei, Vish Moshe, Hashem Eilai, Gam Bapamehi, Hashem answer me this time as well. Yini Yifrek the Gemara, Akiz Eso, Vahomer Rabbi Chiyah Barav, Amar V'yeichnan, Kol Amarak B'tzilos, Uma Ayin Bo. If a person is Marak, he lengthens his tefillah, and he examines it, and he looks into it. Therefore, he says, ultimately, he will come to be despondent. He'll come to be have heartache. The pasuk says, a prolonged davening makes the person, his heart, it makes him sick. It makes it a machla with the lave. What should he do? Yasik b'toyer. Shenemar of Eitz Chaim tava bo. So he should be oisik b'toyer. However, you see, in any event, you see that a lengthy tefillah is something that brings l'kev leib. And here we're saying that it's a good thing, and he won't be come back empty-handed. That's talking where he's ma'ayin bo, that he looks to see if he will be answered with it. He shouldn't look to see, is he going to be answered? He davens, and then because of his long davening, he's therefore should be answered and granted, his wishes should be granted. He davens with kavona, he lengthens his davening. That's a good thing, and that's a proper thing, and then he ultimately will be answered. But if he's ma'ayin ba, then he has machalev, he'll be disappointed because he'll be waiting for a response and to be granted his wishes, and it won't come right away, and therefore he'll have a machalim. Amar b'chama b'rabbi Chanina imroi aram shispal leinena. If a person davens and he's not answered right away, yachzor v'yispal, he should daven again. Shenemar kavel Hashem chazak v'yamitz libecha v'kavel Hashem. You daven and you daven again and keep davening. Tan Rabbanan Arba Tzrichim Chizuk, four things, you have to constantly strengthen them. Ve'elan Teira, U'maisim Teivim, Tfilah V'derech Eretz. These are the four things. Teira, U'maisim Teivim, and nine. Why do we know? How do we know Teira, U'maisim Teivim? You have to constantly be mechazah, strengthen them. Shenemar, Rak Chazak V'matzmoy, Lishmor L'asa, Yizkachol, A'teira. Chazak V'teira. So that's referring to that. Matzmoy, U'maisim Teivim. As the boy speak out, is Lishmar Velasis. There's a Lishmar, so it's Chazak Vait, Chazak Amis Moed. Lishmar is Taira, that's Shemira. Velasa is to do actions, that's Maisim Taira. Tzvilim and Nine, in Shinemar, Kabbal Hashem, Chazak, Yamis Libecha, Kabbal Hashem. Derech Eretz Minayin Shinemar, Chazak, Venis Chazak, Be'at Amen. So there we see Chazak, but it's all about Adamena, what we do, Maisim Tovim, for Derech Eretz, rather, Derech Eretz, what we have to do, Adamena, that has to be Niz Chizuk. V'tayim Retzion, Azavan Hashem, V'Hashem Shcharchani. Chal Yisrael said in the Golas and the suffering that Hashem has forsaken me, Hashem has forgotten me. Hainu Azuva, Hainu Shchucha, what's the difference between Azuva, forsaken, and then Shkucha, forgotten. It's the same thing. So Amar Eish Lakish, Amar Knesses, Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Adam Nesi Yishal, Ishto Rishayna, if a person marries a second wife, Zeicher Ma'asav, Ma'asav Rishayna. He remembers the first wife, the actions of the first wife. Ata Azavani Shalchani, we were like the Mashal of Klal Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu, was like a Ishvi Isha, husband and wife. And you have forgotten us. Amalai Kodesh Baruch Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Biti Shnei Masar Mazalz Barazi Barakia. I created 12 constellations in the Rakia, in the heavens. So I call Mazal, Mazal Barazi Shloi Shim Chayel. And I created 30 armies for each one. Va'al Kol Chayel V'chayel Barazi Shloi Shim Ligia. And I created for each one of those 30 legions. Each one is like a different formation, armies and groups and etc. Ba'al kol ligin v'ligin b'rasli shleishim ratin. Ba'al kol ratin ratin b'rasli shleishim karton. Ba'al kol karton v'karton b'rasli shleishim And for each one of those, I created 365,000 of the 365,000 of the kochavim, the stars and the constellations, the I created all of that for you, for Klal Yisrael. But Amarat Azaban Shachani, you say that I've forsaken you, I've forgotten you. Atishach Isha Ula, can a mother forget her baby? Klum, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klum, Eshkach, Oiloi, So Ula, Vidarshan, Ula, Eshkach, Oiloi, Eilam, Bepitra, Hamim, Shekhraf, Lepanah, Midbar, can I forget all the carbonates that you were mocking for me in the Midbar? Amar Lefanav, so Klal Yisrael answered back, Ribbono shel Olam, Hoyle vein shicha lifnei kisei kvodecha, Hashem lo tishkach li ma'aseh hagel. If there's no forgetting, then you'll remember everything, then even you'll remember the averus, the ma'aseh hagel. Omer gamel tishkachna, he said, Omer lo gamel, this will be forgotten. I remember everything, but when I choose to forget, I choose to put aside, I will disregard the ma'aseh hagel. Well, if there is forgetting, if you choose to forget, maybe you'll forget Har Sinai. No, I will not forget you. I will remember your good deeds. I'll remember the good things. I'll forget the bad things. I will remember the good things. I will forget the ma'aseh hagel. So the Mishnah said that the Chassidim HaRishonim, they would pause before they daven, they would contemplate, they would prepare themselves for davening, Rishoy Sha'achas, and only then they would daven. Chassidim HaRishonim HaYashem Sha'achas, they would pause for an hour. Where do we see this in it? That before you daven, you don't rush right into daven. You pause, you wait, you contemplate, you prepare yourself. Amar Rishu ben Levi, Amar Kro, Ashrei Yoish Ve'Vesech. Yoish Ve'Vesech, sit, dwell in the Vesech, in the Shul before you daven. First dwell there, contemplate, prepare yourself, and then daven. Not only before the davening, but after the davening also, you don't rush right away after davening, you also pause. So it says, Yeshu, they have to sit, meaning you prepare yourself to elevate yourself in davening, to rise higher, to come to Hashem, and then you... When you descend, take time to now descend to come back into the worldly affairs. Before the davening, prepare themselves an hour, daven for an hour, and afterwards, then they would wait, and then wait to now descend from the lofty heights before they were Isaac and went about their business. So it's 1 hour before davening, an hour and after, 3 tefillos a day, that's 9 hours. So if it takes them 9 hours for davening, how can they be Isaac with Torah? Are they going to be Isaac Malacha? Further Gemara, they have a special siyata d'shmaya that the Malacha will be done, will be taken care of. The Torah, they'll have a special siyata d'shmaya that they will remember their Torah. The Mishnah said that if he's davening, he should not interrupt his davening. And afilo melach shel v'shlema lo yeshivena. Even if the king is asking and making requests, he should not answer. Amar Rav Yosef lo yishana ela l'malach Yisrael. That's only if it's a Yiddish king, a melach Yisrael. Aval l'malach v'kechovi and paisek. But for a melach, for a goyish, the king, then paisek, he has to interrupt it because it's considered a sakana. Maisel ask you a kasha mispalvara on Asba Kenegda. If he's davening and he sees that there is a gangster that's coming and approaching him, Rokar Ba Kenegda, or he sees a wagon that's coming towards him, Loy Yehe Mafsik Ella Makatsuraila. It says he's not Mafsik, he just davens quickly. He should shorten his tefillah and then finish early, but he should not interrupt. Perhaps it's a Gemara, like Kash Hadav Shalakatsi, where it's possible to shorten it, then he should. But if not, that's when he stops. That's what it's referring to. So he stops. If he can't, there's not enough time to quickly finish, then he has to interrupt.